very busy man. He does hundreds of radio talk interviews. Truth Teller is the website. We'll give you the full address here in a moment. He's Reverend Ted Pike, and he fights the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, the globalists, who openly in Europe have banned free speech. They're banning it in Canada. And I have the bills here in front of me. This is passed the House. And it has language I never saw before, which says whoever transmits in interstate or foreign commerce any communication, that's the Internet, with the intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, or cause substantial emotional distress. And I've seen the federal judges argue, and he has the videos up on his site. Maybe we'll pull some of those up in a few minutes, where they're saying, no, if you hurt somebody's feelings, we're going to arrest you. So substantial emotional distress to a person using electronic means to support severe, repeated, or hostile behavior, hostile, saying, I'm sick of your tyranny, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. And then it goes on to say anyone trying to influence politicians, this is the end of free speech. This is the end of it. And they always say, oh, let's ban Nazis' free speech. Whether you love a Nazi's speech or hate a Nazi's speech, whether you love a Black Panther speech or hate their speech, whether you like Mecha saying they're the God race and for the race everything, those outside the race nothing. The point is, they sell this idea, and then they want to restrict everybody's free speech and are openly saying in congressional hearings, ban free speech, ban architects and engineers, and they put them up next to Al-Qaeda training videos. So nobody has fought this like Reverend Ted Pike, and I saw the language in this and didn't think it could pass the House. It has passed. Folks, it has happened. Just like the carbon bill and just like everything else is passing, this is the time the New World Order's taken over. So quick segment now. We'll do this for the rest of the hour, maybe a little bit longer if you can do it. We have another guest coming up. Reverend Ted Pike, tell us what's happening. I've never seen things this ominous, America in this much peril.
Well, actually, Alex, what you are quoting there from is the Anti-Defamation League's anti-bullying bill, which is a separate bill which is now in the House Judiciary.
But I saw the same language in the hate bill, correct?
Well, no.
And that federalizes local police.
Yeah, the hate bill, which is S-909, is a different piece of legislation, and that has passed the House. The anti-bullying bill is still in the House Judiciary. Now, what the federal hate crimes bill, S-909, the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act, says back in its original 1968 hate law, which was passed at the height of the civil rights movement just after Martin Luther King was killed, it says in Title 18, Section 2A, that anyone, a talk show host, a pastor, even a person on the street corner, who uses language that might induce or incite some unstable person to commit a hate crime, he could be 2,000 miles away and hear you on the radio, then that original speaker can be tried as a principal in federal court right along with the active offender with a possible 10-year prison sentence. So you see, this pink federal hate bill, which could go for a vote next week in the Senate, is basically a series of amendments on that original 1968 law, which was basically a hate crime, a speech law, but it really couldn't be enforced effectively because of something called states' rights in law enforcement, which prohibited the federal government from coming down any time it wanted and intervening and taking over in states' rights. All of those barriers, the six major barriers, will be washed away if the federal hate bill is passed in the Senate. And basically what it'll be doing is establishing a police state system, a perfect unity, a seamless unity between federal policing powers and local policing powers.
Please continue.
Yes. Now, the big problem this week is the Democrats have decided they are going to attach the hate bill, S-909, onto the Defense Authorization Bill, which is up for a vote perhaps as early as next Wednesday. Now, we have a tremendous opportunity here now to destroy the hate bill because 2 weeks ago in the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, really, really messed up. He came in there with great prestige, and for 45 minutes he was supposed to undergird and support and strengthen the hate bill. Actually, he did exactly the opposite. He shut off his mouth and he said that this hate bill, contrary to what it says on the first page of S-909, this bill will not protect Americans according to race and religion and gender. No, he said, this is a very specific bill meant to protect only historically persecuted groups like blacks, like homosexuals, like Jews, etc.
So actually what this does is create a super group of super citizens, titles of nobility, here in the United States.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, since I got Reverend Ted Pike on late, he's going to be with us into the next half hour of the final hour. Then the guest from the San Antonio newspaper who went and took a photo of the public NSA snooping base, the cybersecurity internet snooping base, where Big Brother reads our mail. They ran out and grabbed him, basically kidnapped him. That's coming up in the last 30 minutes. We're going to go back to Reverend Ted Pike to break this down. Folks, you know, he's always there ringing the alarm bell when they try to destroy the First Amendment, but this time they're coming the closest I've ever seen. We'll see if he agrees with me. He was explaining to me during the break that it's similar language in the cyberbullying and the hate bill. In fact, I have both of them here, but that the hate bill is even worse than the passages I was reading. So we're going to go over that and play the video clip of them admitting that Holder is saying that, no, this doesn't protect everybody. This only creates a select group that's protected. But before we go back to Ted Pike, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that are making this hour. I'm going to try to sit back and shut up and have Reverend Pike run over all the facts. Reverend, go back into that. Go back into the fact, because I've read the bills, and you're absolutely right. You're the expert on this. There it is. Federalizing all the local police further, teaching them with federal training by the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center to be political officers. Jason Burmes' mom was driving into New York, went through the tollway, doesn't have a transponder, so they give you a little ticket card, and the ticket card said suspicious person, a yellow card, and the person said, I'm giving you this card because of your 9/11 truth sticker. And so she was then seen as a terrorist. They're already beginning the no-fly, no-buy, or no-buy, no-fly bills to ban you flying if you're on a no-fly list, to ban you having a job, 1,200,000 on it and growing each month by 24,000. It's this whole culture of Soviet-style secret police, commissariat, turning our local police into political officers. So I want you to go over that and then explain to us the hate bill versus the other bill, then later we'll play the Holder clip. Reverend Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, you've got the floor. Break it down.
Well, as I was saying, Attorney General Holder has given a tremendous tool to those who want to defeat this hate bill. And what he said, again, is number one, that they're contrary to what the bill says on the front page, that all American citizens, according to race, religion, or gender, will be protected by the federal government from violent hate crimes in the state if this bill is passed. Holder said, oh, no. This bill is for those historically victimized groups, basically of white Christian heterosexual civilization, primarily homosexuals, blacks, even women, Jews, on and on. And number two, what came out in the cross-examination in the judiciary 2 weeks ago was that Holder could not find a single example. He could not present any statistics that the states are not punishing violent hate crimes on the local level. He was again and again asked, and we have this in this 10-minute video at truthtellers.org. Again, Senator Sessions, Senator Coburn on this, said, just give us one example, and he couldn't. And you see, what this video does that we have at truthtellers.org is it knocks the foundation out of two of the very strongest arguments which the Anti-Defamation League has convinced not only the members of Congress, though, but of state legislators. ADL is proud at his website, ADL.org, that it persuaded 45 U.S. states to adopt some version of its model anti-hate law. And right at the beginning of the argument of the ADL throughout the 1990s to legislators on the local level was this promise, oh, no, this bill is not favoritistic toward some groups. This bill will protect everyone according to race, religion, and gender. See, it's written right there on the front page. And all these legislators said, well, that's great. Everybody's going to be protected. Now, astonishingly, the Attorney General of the United States is saying, no, this is an egalitarian, very discriminatory law against the 90% plus of the American people. This is only to protect those victims of historic Christian white heterosexual persecution. So what we have to realize is this is a massive scam, a massive takeover, a massive erosion of the First Amendment to the Constitution, giving us free speech, of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, which tells the federal government to butt out of states' rights in law enforcement, and, of course, the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which says the government can't exalt one group above the other. Now, what I am calling all Americans to do in the next several days is to call in to your senators. And also, at truthtellers.org, we have all 100 members of the U.S. Senate. Go there on the action page and spend some time this week, because the hate bill is scheduled to go through to possible passage by mid-next week. Spend some time before work. Spend some time during your lunch break calling all senators, if you possibly can, with this very simple message. This is an astonishingly simple message, but here's what I'd like you to say. Ask the staffers there, have you watched the shocking video that shows Attorney General Holder saying there is no equal protection under the hate bill? It's on the homepage at truthtellers.org. Now, what we want to do, we want to absolutely saturate the Senate of the United States, especially the Democrats as well as the Republicans, with the staffers, the senators, the aides, all watching the Attorney General of the United States now telling the whole world that, contrary to what the ADL and Holder have been telling the Democrats, there is no equal justice under this hate bill. There is no reason for the federal government to come down and meddle in local law enforcement, because the states are doing a perfectly good job of prosecuting hate crimes. People need to, number one, come to truthtellers.org. The Holder video, the Holder expose is right there on the homepage. Click off and go on to a journey into hate bill fantasy land, according to Holder. And then, number two, call these numbers to your members of the Senate, and hopefully all 100 members of the Senate. Here's the toll-free number, 877-851-6437. Again, the toll-free number to the Senate, 877-851-6437. And the backup toll number is 202-225-3121. Again, that backup number is 202-225-3121. And here again is the simple message you deliver to the staffers. And you don't even have to say you're against the hate bill. Just say, have you watched the shocking video that shows Attorney General Holder saying there is no equal protection under the hate bill? It's on the homepage at truthtellers.org. Now, what we're finding is that dozens of staffers are now watching this video. Dozens are reporting that they will watch it and they're going to be recommending it to their senators. We want to totally avalanche Congress, that is the Senate, in the next several days before markup hearing, perhaps on Monday or Tuesday, and a vote perhaps next Wednesday. We want to knock out the pillars underneath the two of the very strongest arguments which the liberals have made for the hate bill.
Well, I mean, inherently in Europe, it's only select groups that are protected. And then once they say, okay, you're arrested, and you say that 5,999,000 Jews died, not 6 million. And then, okay, you're arrested if you call somebody the N-word. And then I have mainstream BBC articles, BBC headlines, hundreds arrested in hate sweep. And they have secret agents that sit in the bars and restaurants to hear hundreds of different racial terms. And then now we're hearing, oh, we want to add the term midget to be banned by the FCC from talk radio, when a midget isn't even a derogatory term. You know, it's called midgets and dwarfs, two different you know, a midget is somebody who's proportionately proper size, their head, their hands, their feet, and a dwarf has a chromosomal disorder. And but that's like in England when Robin Page, who isn't even political, not liberal or conservative, BBC One Man and His Dog host, where he goes to different towns and samples their beer and cheese, he gave a speech saying we deserve the same rights for rural communities as homosexuals and Muslims. He was arrested, and they said the word homosexual is hateful. So even scientific terms aren't allowed. It's at their discretion. So once they've done this, now they're saying climate change denial, you need to be arrested. And this is the point I want to raise here. I can see how I'm being set up. And I want you to comment on this and then have the floor and go over this, sir. But I want to inject this here. I'm already experiencing it. When Mr. Poplawski killed the three cops a few months ago in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, within 2 hours of him killing the cops and then giving up, there was an article in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette attacking me in the headline by name, saying Poplawski was a fan and I influenced him to do this. Now, it then came out later that they'd gotten his comments off InfoWars, and he'd been on hundreds of sites, Fox News, you name it, and that he was actually attacking me for not being anti-Semitic. But the point is, I talked to the reporter within two, and he's a little guy who works with the local Southern Poverty Law Center. They all have their little pet reporters. Within 2 hours of these cops being killed, they had gone in the computers, their operatives in the police department had fed that to the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, but Southern Poverty Law Center specifically had then fed it to demonize me in the news. Same thing with Von Braun. And then now I have reporters calling me up from national publications, Psychology Today, Wall Street Journal, a bunch of other newspapers where I'm not even calling them back now, going, are you making people kill people? Should your speech be restricted? So I'm now seeing the setup where I've got some of the biggest websites out there. I've got the biggest alternative websites, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, where it's all about what people say on my message board, or if they tell police they never heard my show, I'm being set up for arrest, exactly what the bill says. The cyberbullying and others, that yes, if you influence somebody, you get arrested.
Absolutely. Now, this present bill, the Senate version, will be able to go back 7 years into your past, Alex. Any statement you have made over the past 7 years, which might be construed to have influenced, to aided or abetted the commission of a violent hate crime, you can be tried as a principal in federal court right along with that person who claims that over the past 7 years he heard Alex Jones say hateful or hurtful things against these protected minorities. And you remember David Irving was indicted and convicted in Austria for statements he made something like 10 years previously. These hate laws want to put a noose, a lasso around everyone who is...
Well, this is Soviet mind control. Stay there. I'm going to come back. We're going to play that clip of Holder, a brief clip. The full video is at Truth Tellers. We've also got it up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Reverend Ted Pike is with us into the next hour. Ladies and gentlemen, I am now the number one target when these things happen. Just briefly, Ted, what does that mean about my show? I don't even really get into racial stuff and religious things. Why do you think they're after me so bad?
Well, they're after you because you are politically incorrect. And communist style government means that anyone who's against Soviet reality in Russia was indictable and sent off to the gulag.
This really is not just tyranny. This is the most hardcore. All this hate speech stuff is from the Soviet Union. Explain the history of this when we get back and how we beat this bill. Reverend Ted Pike. Here is the Attorney General.
Our meeting and quotes the Quran and the scripture and says, homosexual activities are immoral, and he's attacked by gay activists.
Well, the statute would not necessarily cover that. On the other hand, I think that...
So is there a reason for someone to think that this is odd? Does that strike you as odd, that one might be the crime and another one not?
We're talking about crimes that have a historic basis, groups who have been targeted for violence as a result of the color of their skin, their sexual orientation. That is what this statute is designed to cover.
Well, I think that's part of the problem. The elderly are not protected groups. Security guards are not protected groups. Okay. Soldiers are apparently not protected groups. Some are protected groups and get special protection under this law.
But one has to look at the unfortunate history of our nation. There are groups who have been singled out, who have been the objects of violence simply because of their sexual orientation, the color of their skin, their ethnicity. We have to face and confront that reality. That which historically has been a problem for that nation continues to be a problem for this nation. In the absence...
We'll play the rest coming up next hour. But the point here is, we're going to go back to Ted Pike. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I had black friends on the football team, and I went over to their house and hung out on the weekends. And a few times, we were attacked by groups of other blacks going through a neighborhood because I was white. When whites get attacked, and there are many black-on-white crimes that are racially motivated, they don't get a hate crime charge. That's not happening in Europe. You notice, America's bad, our history, i.e. white people are bad. And that's what this is all about, and it's about racial politics. And whites are basically almost already the minority. They're mainly elderly, and the so-called majority is elderly. And the little Reconquista and others brag, you all white people are all dying, we're going to get you, And that's all cute and funny, and Ford and Chevy and General Motors, everybody funds that. Miller Brewing funds Meche and La Raza. That's all okay. It's just we're going to have select groups. So the government's going to persecute groups. If a white guy kills a black guy, there's going to be a hate crime charge. But if a black guy kills a white guy, there's not. So this is the type of mind control, but it's worse than that. It's the federal nature of turning your local police into political officers that judge each crime off of whether it was racially or sexually motivated. But then it goes further. That was the old hate bills they wanted. This new one that Reverend Pike was just covering, this is a quick segment, we're about to go back to him. This thing says your speech, if you made somebody not like somebody else and you hurt their feelings, you're going to prison. This is the Soviet Union. We're about to break, but Reverend Pike, break down. This happened in the Soviet Union. Hate crime, sensitivity training, all of this stuff was done before.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, Lenin in 1918 put on a phonograph record, which was sent all out throughout Russia, that if anyone ever even said that any of the Bolshevik leaders were Jewish, it was an automatic death sentence.
Automatic death sentence. And again, do we have free speech in America or not?
Well, this is going to be determined next Wednesday on how the people respond.
Well, my God, folks, total tyranny. No one is safe if they allow this to pass. And they want to turn the SWAT teams and police loose on you. They want to take your property, and they are coming. This is the Red Terror. Ted Pike back in 70 seconds.